On today's Windy City Queercast, Lady Gaga's in the house. That's right, Lady Gaga on the Queercast with me today, along with my girlfriend, Kelly Simpkins. Also, Sin with By the Way. And this is the pre-election show. On our next Queercast, we will have a new president. God hoping it is Obama. And I have to tell you, though, a very funny story about going home to my grandmother's 100th and being in the hub of the Republican Party. Ooh, that was truly Halloween-y and scary.
Windy City Queercast.
Gays and lesbians are all the rage.
We're here and we're queer.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
Windy City Queercast.
We're talking mega gay.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm Kelly Simpkins.
I'm Amy Matheny.
This Queercast is brought to you in part by
Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming.
American Airlines, offering the GLBT community exciting vacation packages online at aa.com/rainbow.
And by Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com.
Listening to the Windy City Queercast, the pre-election show number 258. I'm Amy Matheny.
I'm Kelly Simpkins.
And the next time that we come to you after this show, we will have a new president.
Woo!
God willing.
Well, we're going to have one.
Well, we're going to have one. God willing that it will be Barack Obama.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kelly's having her tea.
I'm sorry.
This morning as
my
we record. Well, my nanny is officially 100.
Incredible.
I have gotten back from Tennessee and spending time there for the whole, I don't know, a lot of days. And it is shocking, as I remember you saying, we were many, many, many months ago, many shows ago, you saying, I cannot believe that there are that many Republicans while we were watching the Republican National Convention. And I am telling you, I saw maybe two Barack Obama signs and 100 to 200 McCain Palin sign. So if you want to know where the Republicans are, they're in the state of Tennessee.
A lot of them are in the state of Tennessee.
A lot of them
are. A lot of them are in my home state.
Yes, of Indiana.
Of Indiana.
Which may swing Democratic.
God, wouldn't that be shocking?
Have you heard much about that lately? I mean, who do you know? Do you know people who are switching their vote?
I do.
Yeah?
Yeah. A few of my family members, I think, are switching their votes.
Are they really?
I think so.
Well, that will be helpful.
Yeah.
You know, our editor, Di, she lives in Indiana now. She's in Bloomington, which is extremely blue. It's probably the bluest because of the university city in the whole state. But it is really shocking that there, first of all, that there are these people who are undecided, that don't know what they're going to do the day before the election, the day of the election. They're somehow going to decide in the line who they're going to vote for. Has it taken your family members like a really long time?
I don't think so. No. I mean, I think they've decided long ago.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I mean, you kind of know the ones who are Republican and maybe the ones who are more on the fence.
Yeah, and interesting. I mean, this election has really changed a lot of conservative Republicans' views on the Republican Party. I mean, there are a lot of conservative and even more liberal Republicans who are voting for Obama.
Yeah.
And it's pretty, you know, somebody was saying yesterday that on Jon Stewart's show, he had said that if McCain had run against Al Gore, he would have voted for McCain. So there were a lot of, I think there are a lot of Democrats in the camp that really used to love him, mm-hmm. that really used to think that he was, you know, almost Democratic in his views mm-hmm. and would have voted for him against a Democrat. And I think now it's starting to switch, certainly starting to switch over now that he has so drastically changed his his views on so many things that there are people in his own party that don't want to vote for him, that really want something different. And everyone go out and vote.
Yes,
please,
we've already voted.
Please vote.
As you know and you heard in our bumpy car ride on our on our voting show. But, you know, they're saying that with this huge voter turnout that it's you know, they'll show you the breakdown of how many are Democrats and how many are Republicans, but I don't think they're taking into account Republicans that may be voting for Obama and voting early decision.
Yeah.
And I really, I mean, I hope it is just an absolute landslide, because I think if it's a landslide, then it will definitely be a loud voice for change and a change in direction to the rest of the world, too, of, you know, of what our country is now demanding from our government. And, I don't know. It's going to be interesting. I ended up, as I said, I was in East Tennessee at my grandmother's.
Are you going to tell the whole party story?
I'm going to tell the whole party story.
The whole party story?
Well, not the whole party story, but I'm going to tell the party story, which is that a friend of mine who still lives back in my town said, meet me at this Halloween party. Now, you have to understand, Halloween is a very big holiday in my very diamond at the buckle of the Bible Belt town. It's a lot of God and a lot of Halloween, a lot of paganism. So anyhow, I'm going right downtown to this party at this big house. They have a band in the backyard. I have to get a wristband to go into the backyard. My father calls me once I'm there trying to find my friend in the dark. And he said, Amy, do you know where you are? And I said, I'm not going to mention the name, but I'm at this house. And he said, do you know you are in the hub of the Republican Party of our county? And I guess, like, the guy who owned the house, he is third generation Republican convention delegate for the Republican Party. So I'm, like, in their bathroom, and there's Ann Coulter books and Condi versus Hillary and all these horrific anti, not only just anti, you know, as my grandmother at 100, when she heard the story the next day, she was like, well, you were just in the anti-Republicans. They're just anti anything and against it all, you know? So my father said, do not discuss politics tonight. And I was like, I know, Dad. Okay. He was like, no, seriously, do not discuss politics, which I kind of did a little bit, but only in when somebody asked me, so you're in Chicago, are you into politics or are you more standoffish about all that? And I was like, no, I'm pretty political. I guess if the people here knew my politics, I wouldn't have been included in this backyard. To which somebody else stepped forward in a very Southern way and said, you know, why don't we just, that's why we don't need to talk about politics at a party. Hilarious.
Belly of the beast.
I wish you had been there. Because there were so many McCain Palin visors.
I don't know if I could have been there. I think I would have gotten into a scuffle.
You would not have.
Really?
You're way too shy. You're way too people pleasing. You wouldn't have said anything.
You don't know that
you
that's
would have,
true.
Under I've your breath,
into
you would
many
have.
Many fierce arguments with people.
Really?
Especially if, I mean, if they were like my family members, yes, I
would
have done that.
That but they're
people
strangers.
My,
you would not have.
You don't know. Don't
all
count
right.
me out, Amy.
All right. I'll try not to count you out. It was a scary Halloween for me.
And no one even dressed up, I'm sure.
Oh,
was
no,
that
they
scary?
Were all dressed. Well,
oh,
there were many.
Even if they weren't dressed up, it would
there
have been that
there was some young
scary.
Girl, and she was dressed as Palin, and my friend knew her, had taught her, and said, hey, what are you doing? She's like, well, I'm in D.C. And they were like, what are you doing in D.C.? She's like, well, I'm working for McCain, you know, Bush, for McCain Palin, or McCain Palin.
It's like McCain.
McCain. McCain Palin, and she was like, I didn't know if I should dress up like her. It seemed a little odd, but I just did. It was like, it was so weird,
ew.
Kelly.
Ew.
Yeah. It was mostly, it's the South, and I guess this is true everywhere in Halloween, but it's like slutty this, slutty that, football this, football that. Like girls in short football jerseys and shorts, and then like slutty
nurse. It's what Sandra Bernhard said. It's the time for women to be whores.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the time for grown women to be whores and have it be acceptable.
Exactly. There were quite a few jokers in the backyard, which I thought was
interesting. I saw some of those, too.
And
that became like a very...
There were... I don't know. There were a number of different things, but it was definitely funny. Well, we have a great show today. I have been trying to get her on the podcast for a really long time, actually, since she was here for Windy City Gay Idol, and since then her career has taken off. Lady Gaga, The Fame is the new CD. It is now able for you to purchase. Came out last week, and Lady Gaga on the show. And I'm also going to... and tell you what another thing that I did this weekend, which was really super, super cool. So let's go to the news. We've got Sin on the show with By the Way, and we're going to tell you what's going on in the theater scene, and then I'll be back and Lady Gaga on the show.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Rolling Cooler, Cooler Roller.
Mr. Rolling Cooler, Cooler Roller.
Only you understand the best way to carry 9 ounces of macaroni salad is in a 43-pound cooler.
It's got wheels.
Part cooler, part luggage. It holds enough for an afternoon picnic, a tailgate party, or a 12-day trip to Istanbul.
I'm gonna have to check that.
Perfect for the man who has everything. Everything except a friend to help carry a cooler. So crack open an ice-cold Bud Light, oh holler of the hot dogs. You'll find it right under the sub sandwich, the potato salad, and the giant tub of baked beans.
Mr. Rolling Cooler Cooler.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
I'm Kirk Williamson.
I'm Amy Matheny.
And this is The Week in News.
The FBI and the Secret Service are investigating cyber attacks made on two websites campaigning against proposed anti-gay marriage amendments in California and Florida. The sites targeted were NoOnProposition8.com in California and SayNo2.com, Florida. NoOnProp8.com is already functioning properly again.
A popular Huffington Post blogger, Carol Ann Berger, committed suicide last week after police linked her to the murder of her ex-girlfriend, Jessica Kalish, who was recently stabbed to death over 200 times with a screwdriver. Berger was found dead before police were able to question her. Kalish and Berger, although broken up, still live together. Berger shot herself in the head on October 24th in the Florida home they shared.
Republican California Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger officially said he would vote no on Proposition 8, which would ban same-sex couples from marrying in California. On Thursday, October 30th, Schwarzenegger issued a press release stating that he does not support the measure.
During the past weeks, South Carolina voters in two counties received calls from a fictional GLBT rights group called the Alliance for the Advancement of Gays and Lesbians. The automated message asked residents to vote for Democratic candidate Mandy Powers Norell because she supports gay rights and abortion. According to Norell, she does not support either.
The Vatican announced that it is considering administering psychological tests for prospective priests. The purpose of these tests would be to weed out any gay candidates by evaluating a candidate's sexual orientation and ability to abstain from sex. Wonder what those tests are. The Vatican said the testing would also help weed out candidates and point out any areas of immaturity, such as rigidity of character, lack of loyalty, uncertain sexual identity, and deep-seated homosexual tendencies, etc.
Etc. is right. Actress and singer Jennifer Hudson and her family have been staying at Chicago's Trump International Hotel and Towers since her mother, brother, and nephew were found shot to death on the city's south side. Donald Trump reportedly offered for them to stay at his hotel during this unfortunate time. A memorial for Hudson's slain family took place on Monday, November 3rd at Chicago's Apostolic Church of God.
And British actor Rob Pattinson, who stars in the upcoming vampire movie based on the popular novel Twilight, is going gay for a new film about surrealist artist Salvador Dali. In the bio flick titled Little Ashes, Pattinson will have a love scene with Javier Beltran, playing the role of writer Federico Garcia Lorca. The film will be released in the U.S. March 27th of 2009.
And that's The Week in News, brought to you by Windy City Times.
Attention, all American queers. See all that you can see at Reeling 2008. the 27th Chicago Lesbian and Gay International Film Festival. Enjoy 11 days of fantastic films, November 6th through November 16th. Reeling's opening night film is Breakfast with Scott, with a gala immediately following. Closing night, join Project Runway winner Jay McCarroll for his film 11 Minutes and at the after party. Other visiting celebrities include Ally Sheedy and the L Word's Elizabeth Keener. Visit www.reelingfilmfestival.org for tickets and more.
Hey, it's Ben bringing you By the Way, where I attempt to represent the B in the big gay alphabet. After my high femme tie-in to being bi from the last segment, I thought I'd go back to my original plan and address how lesbians are not that accepting of bis. I understand that many lesbians have probably been burned by chicks claiming to be bisexual or at least bi-curious, much less the pain that comes from chasing the straight girls. But ladies, let's be honest, how many pure lesbians are even out there? So many lesbians have slept with men at some point. Granted, they usually didn't enjoy it, but that's still no reason to be threatened by bis, because while we enjoy sleeping with men, we also love sexing the ladies. And we know you don't have the same tools to work with, but they make toys of all kinds to assist us, so that's a non-issue. Women especially shouldn't feel threatened about having sex with bisexuals, because while you don't have a dick, women know how to pleasure women better any day. Don't get me wrong, there's definitely guys out there that know their way around a woman's anatomy. But women are usually so much more into giving and exploring and teasing all over versus going straight for penetration. So what else is there to be afraid of? That the bi chick you're sweet on will leave you and go back to being only with dudes because it's easier? If that's the case, you don't want her anyways. And if she finds out that she's not really bi, well, then you just need to write that off for the evolution of exploration of sexuality and relationships or whatever and move on. Basically, what I'm saying is that there's nothing to be afraid of, and don't write us off simply because we're bi. We might not have had the same experience as you, but that could be true within the lesbian community as well. Maybe instead you could see us as sexually and emotionally evolved enough to want to be with and love someone for who they are versus what equipment they're working with. Don't worry, it's not just the lesbian community that's thrown up by the bisexuals. Tune in next time when I talk about how the straight community typically reacts. Thanks for listening. I'm Sin with By the Way, where I try to represent the B in the big gay alphabet.
Direct from Broadway, it's Grease, starring American Idol winner Taylor Hicks. Yes, it's Time Magazine's number one musical of the year, featuring all those songs that you love.
Grease lightning, you're burning up the quarter mile.
Grease lightning, go, grease lightning.
They're all here. Grease lightning, Summer Nights, Sandy, We Go Together, Beauty School Dropout, Hopelessly Devoted to You, and of course, You're the One That I Want.
You're the one that I want. You are the one.
So come on and check out Taylor Hicks in the show the Associated Press calls the original high school musical, Grease. Get the tickets you want today.
Begins January 6th at the Auditorium Theater. Visit BroadwayInChicago.com for tickets.
Culture Club. Culture Club. Culture Club.
Theater.
Music.
Dance.
Art.
Performance.
Provocative.
Hilarious.
Exciting.
Weird.
Innovative.
Campy.
Edgy.
Original.
Get some culture in your life.
Join the club.
For the week of November 3rd, 2008, you are in Chicago's Culture Club.
Don't miss the hilarious comedy Don't Dress for Dinner, starring Burn Notice star Jeffrey Donovan and Patricia Callenber, formerly of TV Sisters. Opens November 14th at the Royal George Theater. For tickets to Don't Dress for Dinner, go online at don'tdressfordinner.com.
Writers Theater presents Picnic by William Inge and directed by David Cromer. The Chicago Tribune called it an intensely emotional revival, and the Chicago Sun-Times acclaims every performance is exquisitely shaped. For more information about Picnic at Writers Theater, log on to writerstheater.org.
American Theater Company presents Celebrity Row, written by Itamar Moses and directed by David Cromer. Based on the fact that in the late 90s, four of America's most notorious criminals were housed on the same cell block, Celebrity Row explores issues of homeland security, individual freedoms, and one of the most dazzling cliffhangers of modern drama. Playing through November 16th, tickets at atcweb.org.
Haram Iran is a controversial and mind-blowing play by J. Paul Derakhtani based on the true story of two Arabic boys accused of homosexual sins. Haram Iran is playing through December 9th at the Athenaeum Theater, only $20. 25% of the profits are donated to charities preventing human rights abuses in Iran. For tickets, visit Ticketmaster.com. Warning, this show contains nudity, violence, and strong political content.
Beautiful circus ring mistress Miranda Towers had it all until her world came tumbling down and things went haywire. Don't miss Haywire, presented by Helena Handbag, for murder, melodrama, and an axe-wielding Joan Crawford under the big top at the Bailiwick, 1229 West Belmont. For tickets, go to handbagproductions.org. Mention the code WCT to get $5 off each ticket.
For more Culture Club, visit WindyCityTimes.com.
So, Kelly, I got to see one of the most brilliant performers. It's been a time to go see brilliant performers of late, but Lily Tomlin was through town, and I was able to go with her, and I sat next to your crush, your idol. I don't know if she's your idol. What is she?
She's not my idol.
We're talking about Sharon Gless. She
makes my heart a pitter-patter. She was a very young crush when I was a little...
Yeah.
A little spry thing coming up in the world. Didn't know I was gay, and I wanted to be her.
You wanted to be Cagney.
I thought she was...
Christine.
Just...
Christine.
Christine. Christine Cagney on Cagney and Lacey. The inimitable Sharon Gless. I just love her, and I've loved her ever since that show.
Yeah.
Just a very special place in my heart. People don't get it, and if they do get it, then they're a huge Cagney.
People do get it.
Some people do. No one that I know really gets it, and that saddens me.
Well, it should sadden you. I have to tell you, she is in town to star in a film called Hannah Free that is a lesbian film, and she plays Hannah. That Claudia Allen wrote. And Claudia, of course, wrote both the, was the writer on both the Xena Live shows. And so I was asked if I could get Sharon tickets to go see Lily, and I was already going. And so I did, and we had such a good time just kind of catching up. And I told her that she totally was robbed for not winning the Emmy last year on Nip Tuck, which I said that we both loved. And then I tried to tell her how much you love her, honey. I mean, you could have done it better, I'm sure.
Hopefully I'll have a chance.
Hopefully you will have a chance. And there's a big benefit coming up this Sunday for the film where you can meet Sharon Gless at the Center on Halsted. So you can go to Center on Halsted and get more information on that. Or I think the website is hannahfree.com or hannahfreefilm.com. But Lily was absolutely magnificent. And I've never seen her live. Have you ever seen her live?
No.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry you were doing your show.
I am, too. I would have loved to have seen her.
But she was just a wonder. I mean, she doesn't seem like she's aged at all. She just runs from end of stage with those arms sprayed out wide, like embracing the audience. And so personal. You felt like she was doing a show for just you. And the...
it's a gift.
Speak of Jane Wagner as just one of the other most... brilliant women of our time. I mean, just what she writes for her to say is just genius. So I know many of you were there. We had a big contest where Mark won 2 front row seats, and he also got to go back with me and meet Lily and have her sign his 9-to-5 poster that his mom had FedExed in from his bedroom, his childhood bedroom, which had been on his wall. So he only needs Jane Fonda to sign it. He had Dolly sign it too, which was really kind of cool. So
the trio is almost complete.
That is what he said. That she said the trio is almost complete. So it was a great day. Lily could not have been more gracious, and it was a packed house. So maybe she'll come back in a year. I'd love it if she'd come back again. Well, she is going to be back to Chicago many, many times, I feel. You are seeing her all over, and her CD is really, really fantastic. Of course, I'm talking about Lady Gaga. She is trying to conquer the world one sequin at a time, and she is truly a unique breath of fresh air on the pop music scene. She wants to be a pop artist, and she is, and yet she brings something new to it. So Lady Gaga on the Queercast, finally. Platinum blonde with a mighty big voice. I think she's the next Blondie, personally, with a little bit of the ferocity and originality that evokes Grace Jones. She's original, though, truly, and she is getting lots and lots of attention for her style, her talent, her performance, and her music. This summer, Just Dance became the number one downloaded iTunes dance single. She was all over the place promoting that song, and now we are in high anticipation here in the States of the release of her CD, The Fame. And if you came to Windy City Gay Idol, I was hanging out with Gaga and back and getting to meet her up close and personal, and she's a really cool gal. Gaga, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. Wow, what an introduction. I don't know what to say.
Well, so much has happened since June, lady. It's crazy. Can you even imagine? You have been hither and yon and on TV shows and radio stations around the world.
It's been really amazing. I mean, the record really took off in Europe, so I've been traveling internationally all over the world, and the record's gone number one in a few places.
Yeah.
And now I'm back in the U.S., and I'm not leaving until it's number one here.
Excellent. Hey, let's just get some bare facts. Some people think you just burst on the scene, but you've been doing this. You've been slogging for a long time to have your moment in the spotlight. Tell people, where are you from and what are kind of your roots in music?
Well, I'm from New York, born and raised, and I dropped out of college when I was 19, and I had already been playing out in New York since I was like 15 years old. And I'm a songwriter and a singer and a performance artist, and I hustled, you know. I played every club. I interned for music companies. I worked at bars. I go-go danced. I did anything and everything that I could do to be around music and promote my. So I just hustled and hustled for years, and now I'm still hustling, but I'm hustling in a different place.
So this new CD, The Fame, from hearing somebody who's really, you know, worked that hard. You're on the precipice of it all. Is that the viewpoint of the CD, like kind of looking back or looking forward, or what is your viewpoint?
Well, the viewpoint is kind of a mixture of things. You know, I really I think a lot about my life in New York and my journey as an artist, and, you know, the album's really about New York. It's about pop culture. It's about, you know, being young and loving fashion. And the fame is something that I sort of discovered, you know, that it's not given to you. You know, it's something that you can take on your own. So the concept of the album really is fame as something that you can have, as something that is yours, that you can embody from within. And not as something that the media gives to you. And that's me. That's my life. I am just a girl from New York who wanted to be a star. So yeah. I did it.
And you are. You are continuing to do it. You have such a performance art style about you. I mean, something that we don't see. There is nothing cookie cutter about you. Were you influenced by certain performers? I mean, I would think like Bowie. I mean, I mentioned Grace Jones. I mentioned Blondie. Are there other kind of artists?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm you can just name three of them, you know, and, you know, Prince, and I got recently, like, really into like, Klaus Nomi and Lee Bowery, and just, like, you know, focusing in on the ways that we can use performance art and theater. Queen, I mean, that's how I got my name, was from Freddie Mercury. So I really am fascinated by artists that the music is just one of the layers. You know, they're performers. It's so beyond just the scope of the album. And I love it because when people hear my music, they always say, oh, my God, I saw the video, and it completely changed, like, what I thought. Huh. Like, it was a whole other, like, movie and world. So yeah. I'm really excited.
Yeah, you're such a visual performance artist. And usually sometimes the visual is making up for what people lack vocally. And you're strong in both areas. And I think that's why the gay community is really locking on to you and embracing you. I mean, and also you say you're taking over the world one sequin at a time. So, girl, we love that.
Oh, it's really sweet. You know, I started out, I'd say, probably better as a singer. And then I got better as a songwriter. And then now I'm getting better as, you know, as a creative thinker. I mean, if you could imagine somebody that does nothing but make music and art all day, that's just who I am. So I'm growing and I'm changing, and I just really appreciate my gay fans really, really, they know everything about me, you know, as an artist. They know everything about me. They're really loyal, and, you know, it's funny because the gay community is much smarter in a lot of ways musically than any of my other fans, because they know the references. You know, they're watching the show. They know why I'm wearing a hood. They know where, you know, the disco stick reference came from. Like, they're really in tune with culture and with what I'm trying to do. And it's just awesome and amazing. And every time I go to a gay club, I see a bunch of guys with lightning bolts on their faces, you know, and I'm like, I'm home.
I have my Lady Gaga silver sticker, believe you me. So tell me now, you had appearances on the Miss Universe pageant. You were on my favorite summer show, So You Think You Can Dance. I was so super thrilled. And you're on tour with New Kids on the Block. This is amazing, right? I mean,
it's really incredible.
What is different about touring?
Well, what's different about touring? Well, now it's different because, I mean, clearly the size of the venue is so different. And the crowd, and it's a different environment. I've been hustling for a really long time, and now I'm in an arena, you know, I'm in a space where people know the record, and it's still a hustle, but it's a different kind of hustle. So it's really awesome. I'm doing things, you know, in the show that I've never been able to do before. I'm really pushing myself creatively, and I'm excited. You know, I feel so, so blessed. And truthfully, that's how we got where we are right now. It's so much more than just the song, you know, getting placed on the Miss Universe pageant, being put on So You Think You Can Dance, you know, all of the stuff that's happening overseas, and the New Kids asking me to go on tour with them. This is all because they really, really adore me as a performer.
Yeah.
And, you know, that to me is more important than anything. So I really feel so blessed and really appreciative.
You know, when you're writing your songs, they're very autobiographical. The ones that I've been able to hear, I'm still waiting for my CD to come to the States, but beautiful, Dirty Rich, you know, I know, and you performed at Idol, you know, seems to be, you know, a perspective of being in that very adult world at a very young age.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that record, that's a very, very autobiographical record. And it's actually one of the oldest songs on the album. I wrote it a couple of years ago when I was living in New York, which I always lived in New York. But that for me was our anthem. That's the song that I wrote is like the anthem for all my friends, all the artists that I knew, my life down there. And it speaks to this concept of the fame really strongly in the lyrics, because it says, we're beautiful and dirty rich, but we got no money.
Right.
So it's all about, you know, the way that we dress, the way that we walk, the way that we talk about our art and our passion. The song is all about it not mattering how much money you have or where you're from or your status as an artist. It's all about your core and what you believe in and your passion and your fashion and all that stuff. So, that record is, I'm pretty sure and positive that I never would have written that song had I not grown up as fast as I did in New York City.
Are you writing with others? I heard that you were working with Britney Spears. Is that true?
Yeah, it's true. As of right now, it's looking like one of the songs I did is going to be on her album and possibly another one. So I'm really excited.
Yeah. Are there people you want to work with that you're hoping doors will start, you know, widening so that you can walk through them to work with different artists?
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's a ton of artists I'd love to work with. And honestly, there's a lot of artists that I'm sure my fans would, like not believe that I would want to work with. But, you know, I really like...
Tell us who.
I don't know. I'd love to write for some of these, like, teeny bopper groups, like the Jonas Brothers or Miley Cyrus. You know, I love writing pop records, so it's always fun to write... songs for artists that are totally different than you and really stretch yourself in what you can do. So but then again, I'd love to write for Madonna. I'd love to write for Grace Jones. I'd love to write with the Scissor Sisters. You know, I could go on and on.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, Marilyn Manson, that's what I'd really love to do.
Who?
Marilyn Manson. I'd
love to work with really? Him. Marilyn Manson. Yeah. Hooking up with Lady Gaga. I love it. That would be a concert, wouldn't it?
Holy shit.
I would love it. Well, it's really exciting. The fame is finally coming to the States. You know, my co-host Deb Pierce in Toronto, she's been playing it in Toronto, and I'm like, oh, I'm so jealous. So it's finally coming out. The Canadians love her, so bring it to the States because we know we're going to love the whole CD. The Fame is out October 28th. And for more on Lady Gaga, you can visit LadyGaga.com or her MySpace. We'll have both of those linked in our show notes. And Gaga, we hope we'll see you back in Chicago again, you know, many, many, many times.
Oh,
so we can watch your career.
Literally soon.
Yeah. And if you're in another city, watch for Gaga with New Kids on the Block on their tour. Gaga, thanks so
much. Oh, it's so great talking to you. Thank you.
Dirty, dirty, beautiful, dirty, rich.
It's automatic, honey.
So, Kelly, we really just want to tell everybody to go out and vote.
That's all I want to say. November 4th, Tuesday, get your ass out. Even if you think your state is completely... in the bag, go out and vote. Make your voice heard. This really needs to be, and I think is going to be, a landslide. Fingers crossed.
And much of Chicago, if you're going downtown, please be safe. Kelly and I are heading tonight to Celine Dion, and then we'll pass by and see what it all looks like. It's probably going to be crazy and blocked off, but it's going to be a big one. And you know what? The weather today being... good in the Midwest, but they're saying the rain and stuff in some of the other parts of town, other parts of the country. You know, I think that will actually be a good thing for Obama, because I think Obama's people will be out and will be fearless and will stay in the rain. I think McCain supporters, maybe older, and their demographic may be such that they may not be able to handle the rain. So we'll see how that impacts as the day goes on. So this is our pre-election show. The next time I'm on, Alexander Billings is going to be with me from the state of California. We will talk about the election results. Also, what was the result on Proposition 8 in California, and much, much more. I'm sure she will have much to say about the crazy antics of the election day. So, Kelly, thanks for being on.
My pleasure.
Next time you're on, hopefully, we will have Obama in the White House.
Yeah, it's going to happen.
Vote, everyone, please.
Thanks for listening to another Windy City Queercast. This program is brought to you in part by Bud Light. Bud Light keeps it coming. Broadway in Chicago. For the hottest tickets in town, visit BroadwayInChicago.com. And American Airlines, offering exciting GLBT vacations online at aa.com/rainbow. Special thanks to our Queercast family, Kirk Williamson, newscaster, Amy Wooten, news editor, and Di Sturkey, production editor. I'm Amy Matheny, your host. Please comment on our shows at WindyCityQueercast.com and iTunes. The next Queercast is only days away, so don't miss it. Subscribe today. Windy City Queercast. Queer and now.